Read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. Foxconn Technology has selected Governor Walker's campaign finance chairman, John Hammes of Hammes Company, to be the lead developer on the $10 billion project. If the 13,000 jobs target is reached, Foxconn could qualify for a $4.5 billion in state and local taxpayer incentives. The average job at Foxconn pays around $10 an hour. In case you missed it, Monday's Devil's Advocate, Mike Crute has dropped out of the race for governor. To hear Crute's insider take on the race, you can find the show's podcast on newstalk1510am.com under the Devil's Advocate show from 5:14. And the Brewers beat the Diamondbacks 7-2. They pick up again tonight at 8:40 Central Time. Read number two. The botched read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, I'm Keith Gosted. The botched ATF sting from 2012 has been adapted for the stage. The ATF rented a warehouse in what it believed to be a bad neighborhood in Milwaukee's River West neighborhood. The ATF then recruited Chauncey Wright, a man with mental disabilities and an IQ around 50, to hand out flyers for Fearless Distribution, a place that promised cash for guns and drugs. Later, when the sting ended, they charged Wright with federal drug and gun counts. He was then sentenced to 6 months of house arrest and probation. The play is called To Catch a Fish and runs in Chicago through July 1st. The Brewers beat the Diamondbacks 7-2. They pick up again tonight at 8:40 Central Time. Read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. Foxconn Technology has selected Governor Walker's campaign finance chairman, John Hammes of Hammes Company, to be the lead developer on the $10 billion project. If the 13,000 jobs target is reached, Foxconn could qualify for $4.5 billion in state and local taxpayer incentives. The average job at Foxconn pays around $10 an hour. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and two other GOP state reps billed taxpayers $4,300 for taking a state plane to Ohio to take part in a press conference to encourage decreasing federal power in favor of state control. Voss has also been under scrutiny for trips to Europe at the expense of a title loan company called Loan Max. Read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio, my name is Keith Gosted. Congressional candidate Kathy Myers is under scrutiny for a tax exemption for a home in Illinois while living in Wisconsin. Myers says her taxes were filed based on the advice of a licensed tax attorney that she is seeking a second opinion to review the filings. Quote, if there are any adjustments that need to be made, I will, of course, make them. Winnebago County Assessment Supervisor says he's not sure if there's a procedure in place for that. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and two other GOP state reps billed taxpayers $4,300 for taking a state plane to Ohio, take part in a press conference there to encourage decreasing federal power in favor of state control. Voss has also been under scrutiny for trips to Europe at the expense of a title loan company, Loan Max. Weather and out. High today near 70 degrees, sunny skies. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Wednesday, high of 72, partly sunny. Thursday, high around 60, partly sunny. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 65. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gosted.